Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she'd been having a lot of activity at her house and finally asked a friend for help. After they'd saged and salted the house, the activity stopped. But did it try to get back in?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, we'd love to hear your real ghost story. You can call in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or even write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. We'd love to hear your real ghost stories. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that ad-free, got that opportunity for you there on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Todd with you on this edition of the program. What's going on in your world this October?
I salt and sage, or sage and salt. I thought, you know, that'd make a great podcast name. And then it's just advice on how to get rid of spirits and spooks.
And everybody tells the story and you just give the same advice every time. Salt and sage.
That's right. Like, salt and sage. Yeah, next caller.
Really points. Long story. Like, I really love to get your advice. Salt and sage. Next. And that's it.
So what do you think about this Frasier reboot?
Oh, I cannot wait. There was like a little special that Paramount Plus put together for it. And I was like a half hour and they really dived deeper into the show. I watched that actually this morning while I was working. I can't wait. Frasier is my all-time favorite television show. I watch it to this day in reruns. I just kind of like go through all 11 seasons and then start again. It's like my go-to bed television show. At least it used to be. My fiance is not a huge fan of it. But it was always that for a long time, of just kind of in the background. And it's been like my comfort. It's the junk food comfort show of television for me. If you have like junk food for food, this is my my junk food of television. That's my comfort food.
So you think it'll be okay? His father's actually passed away.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
His brother's not going to be on it.
Nope.
So who's left? Is Roz going to be on it?
No, well, Roz is going to make an appearance, a guest appearance. Lilith is going to be making an appearance as well. I don't know if she's going to be a little more regular than just like one appearance here or there. But then the supporting cast is supposed to be Freddie, son. And then there's some other characters. It looks like a weird combination of Cheers and Frasier. Because they have a little like bar hangout that they go to in it. The writing and everything looks to be pretty good. What's his name? Who put together Frasier and Cheers and so many of those shows is behind this one too. And I believe produces or directs the first two episodes. His name escapes me right now, but he's
Charles Burroughs.
Charles Burroughs. Well, can't think of his. It might be. I don't know. But he's in there. So, I mean, it's the backing of legendary producers and writers who know what they're doing. I hope it's good. I hope it's not like a repeat of the Murphy Brown reboot, which was absolutely horrible. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I hope it's good. I like that show. Probably not as much as you, but I did like that show. But I just really like the roundness of the characters with, yeah, you know, his dad and his brother Miles and Roz. And it was a very special TV show.
It was. I was looking at reviews of it today, and it seems to be kind of a mix. Frasier always had mixed reviews, even though it like won so many awards and such, because it was a smart show.
Yeah.
And I think it's getting the same sort of treatment this time around, where, yeah, for some people it may be a little bit boring and not as exciting as, you know, the one camera following you around reality type style. But this is how TV once was. And those of us who enjoyed that style still do. And I'm excited for it. I even texted my mom this morning saying, Frasier's back on Thursday. So, yeah, it's funny you should bring that up, because that's like right at the top of my mind. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's jump over to our first call of the day at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hi, guys. It's Carol Dowd from North Tonawanda, New York, again. I've got a follow-up to the last story that I told about the poltergeist activity and the black mists in my bathroom and how I yelled at the ghost after he threw some stuff at me. And I was not very nice about it. Well, from that time on, for several months, I felt uncomfortable in my house. And it was just getting worse and worse. And because I suffer from mild narcolepsy, my dreams are extremely vivid. And I was having very horrible dreams about me being murdered, my husband, two non-existent daughters, because we don't have any kids. So it was really, really horrible, and they were terribly vivid. And just scared the hell out of me, really. So I got kind of sick of it. And instead of addressing myself to whatever it is that lived here, I called my friend up from school. And I'll use a fake name, since I don't know if he'd want me to use it or not, for him and his friend. We'll use Bob and Sally. I called Bob up, and he said, sure, I'll come over and sage the house, and can I bring Sally with me? And I said, sure, go ahead. Sally, it turns out, is an empath and a medium. So they came over on my birthday. It was a birthday present to myself, and they saged the house. And when I started telling the story of what was going on, Sally said, gee, I just heard a sigh coming from the top of the cellar stairs. And I said, what did it sound like? And she just said, oh, I don't know if you got that or not, but it sounded, I said, oh, it sounds exactly like something I'd hear. Here we go again. Oh, you know, that sort of thing. And so I told him the story. I told him of my experiences and things that had happened. She didn't like it that none of the stuff in our house was new. It had come from the old house, which was a haunted house. So I said, but there's really been no problem. We've lived here since 2003, so there really hasn't been any problem until lately. And she says, well, it is a man, and he is angry about something. She says, I don't know what, but he's angry about something. I don't know what he could be angry about. Maybe that I yelled at him or something. I don't know. But, you know, don't throw shit at me, because that's not proper behavior if you're going to exist in my house. So anyways, and don't scare me by being a black mist in my bathroom. Jeez, you know, that's just not right. So they saged the house, and they put holy water and salt around the doorways. And she said, you might hear, you know, a little bit of activity, but she said it should be, everything should be gone and out of here. So they left, and about 3 or 4 hours later after they left, it was about 9 o'clock at night, I hear this enormous, like, banging sort of noise on my back door, and it sounded like a body was, like, thrown against it, you know, all those different noises of different limbs hitting the door as it was thrown in. So yeah, it was just really, and I'm like, I'm not going out there to find out what the hell that was. All I know is I live in a good neighborhood, and that kind of thing is not a normal activity. So I'm just thinking maybe I was trying to get back in and couldn't because of the holy water and the salt. And so I was apprehensive the very first day afterwards, but I wasn't uncomfortable. I said some prayers and stuff. And so far, there's been nothing going on here, nothing at all. And it's been great. I haven't had any weird nightmares. You know, I still dream vividly, but nothing bad. And so, cool, I guess it worked. They said, you know, if there's anything else weird going on, to just call them back, and they'll come back and resage the house. And I mean, maybe I could have this done on a regular basis or something, I don't know. But anyways, I feel much better about it. So I just thought I'd let you know that that did have a good turnout. Kind of bad because it was somebody who's mad at me, but good because now they're gone and they could be mad at me someplace else. Anyways, that's my story. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you again. Well, maybe not. I don't know. But anyways, have a good one. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story. There's a lot of interesting little sound bites in there. I wanted to almost clip out, like, you can't be doing that to me. That's just not good. You know, that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, maybe, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything here, but mild narcolepsy, what is that like? I don't even know what that, I know like when narcolepsy is, but mild, does that mean you can just sleep easily? Because if that's what that is, I want that.
I actually know somebody that has that.
Okay.
Now, and it literally is like they could fall asleep at any time, and they're constantly yawning, like constantly. They're constantly, like they could put their head down right now,
yeah,
and they would be out.
That would then, do they like suffer and feel like they're constantly tired and worn out as,
yes,
well? Well, that I don't,
yeah,
want then. Then that's not, yep, fun. I just want the ability to fall asleep on command. Like I know, like, kids do sometimes. I was never one of those kids. I was the one that was awake on every car ride for the whole overnight and never slept. I can't sleep on an airplane. It just, I wish I could, but I can't. So, but I guess mild narcolepsy is not the answer for that. I did find another point interesting in there. The daughters that don't exist in the dream, but in that dream, they're there. They're, and it's all too real, where it's like, oh, yeah, of course they're there. This is what this is. You ever have dreams like that, necessarily about kids or anything, but just of people that don't exist in the real world, but in your dream world, you've known them for quite some time.
You and I have discussed this before. I know,
yeah,
you've had dreams where it's like you're living a life,
yeah,
that seems real in the dream, but it's not your life.
Yeah. That's always, it, yeah, I've had that. It's been a while. But I've had many dreams like that where it's this whole other world. It's this area that I know, but it doesn't really exist. There's characters and people that are in there that it's like, oh, yeah, how you doing? Or they're like your family and they're not your family. It's trippy and weird. And you wake up very confused.
Ever had a dream where, like, let's say your father or your mother's in the dream, but then they evolve into looking like something else, but they're still your parent?
I've never had that. I've had ones where I've been insanely angry at them. That probably is more
really
like
a
more
dream or just a holiday season. More,
it's Christmas. But it's like usually like something really weird, like a lot of, and I'm not an angry person. I'm not. But it was, I've had those where, but I think that's just unresolved issues probably. But I mean, I'm good with my parents. We love each other. Everything's fine. But no, tell me about, did you have that where they evolve into something else?
Well, yeah, I've had dreams and I know it's other family members, but I specifically remember one about my dad where it was my dad and I was dreaming and this is before he passed away. And then all of a sudden he just didn't look the same anymore, but he was still my dad. Like, mm-hmm, it was still him, just in a different body.
I've had that. It's not with my parents, but I've had it with characters in my dreams where they were someone real, but they weren't that person in that dream. In that,
yeah,
dream, they were that, but they didn't look like that person at all. But they were like, they were that. It's weird to describe. But yeah, I've had that. But in the dream, everything just seems normal. It's like you're not like, well, you don't look a thing like who you really look like. In the,
right,
dream, it's just like, that's accepted. It's just fact. And there's not even any eyebrows raised. Yeah, interesting.
I'm still laughing at my, it's just the holidays line. I like that one myself.
Just the holidays. That's all. Wait, was this a dream or was this like a couple Christmases ago? I'm not quite sure. Yeah. But now, interesting story. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802, the phone number to share your real ghost stories 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with us. 365 days a year. Want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more? Get it. GhostPodcast.com, Patreon.com/RealGhostStories, or right there on Apple Podcasts on our page. Check it out. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.